and done forever floors that are maintenance free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this 9/11/2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the interesting, I guess you would say, situations that took place in the debate last night, Kamala Harris was not pressed by the moderators, in my opinion, at all about her flip-flopping, basically how she chose to change her positions now that she's running for president. Kamala Harris, 5 years ago in 2019, told the American Civil Liberty Union when she was running for president against Joe Biden that she totally backed cuts to ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, when it comes to dealing with illegals crossing the border into our country illegally. She also told them that she totally supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for the illegals. This comes to us from Tom Howell of the Washington Times, basically late yesterday afternoon before the debate. Vice President Kamala Harris in 2019 supported a suite of left-wing causes, such as cuts to Immigration and Customs Enforcement operations, taxpayer-funded transition surgeries for illegals, and many others. These stances were outlined in a questionnaire from the American Civil Liberties Union, but received very little media attention until it resurfaced this past week in a report by CNN. Oh, that's interesting. Ms. Harris at the time was running for president in the Democratic primary. Beyond the questionnaire, the ACLU had volunteers question the 2020 candidates about various topics, including whether they support adding a third gender to federal identification cards, not just male or female, but a third identity. Well, Harris at the time, her answer, sure, absolutely. The responses will reverberate as Ms. Harris tries to tack to the center in order to win the November election against former President Donald Trump. Donald Trump insists and continues to say that Harris is a radical who will pivot back to her liberal stances if she manages to win over independents and centrist voters in swing states and ends up winning the White House. One of the very liberal socialist communists, Senator Bernie Sanders, he is a independent technically from the state of Vermont, simply says that he thinks Harris is being pragmatic and espousing these views as an effort to win the election. This is Bernie Sanders saying this about her. Again, additional comments from this survey from the ACLU in 2019. Kamala Harris signaled support for decriminalization of all drugs in anybody's possession. Trump recently backed decriminalizing marijuana for recreational use simply based on state laws that are being passed around the country. He feels it's time for the federal government to catch up to the states, downgrading the federal criminal prosecution of marijuana and possibly passing federal laws to accommodate the legal marijuana trade now in our country. However, when it comes to the border crisis, when it comes to dealing with illegal immigrants, the questionnaire back in 2019 specifically asked Harris about detention of illegal immigrants, unlawful migrants crossing the border. Well, this is her answer. Our immigration detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children as they cross the border. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for decreasing funding to ICE and the Border Patrol. Her words, folks, just 5 years ago. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is exactly what Donald Trump was calling her out on last night. Don't necessarily like the way he delivered it, but these are the facts. She also, in the ACLU questionnaire, called on ICE to rein in their detention of immigrants without documentation and rely more on state and local law enforcement. Well, by contrast, Donald Trump has pushed for border walls and has pledged a massive deportation program if he wins in November. The question was asked by the moderators last night for details on exactly how that would work. Donald Trump didn't answer the question. Pretty interesting. She doesn't answer the question about are you better off than you were 4 years ago. Donald Trump did not answer the question when asked, how exactly will you deport thousands of illegals in the country? But one of the very important issues that was brought up by Donald Trump, and it's stated very clearly in her statement, transgender issues. She would support transition surgeries for individuals both in prison and illegals coming into the country. Her statement is very clear. It is important that transgender individuals who rely on the state for care receive the treatments they need, which includes access to the treatments associated with gender transition. That's why, as Attorney General in California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, we provided gender transition surgery to the California state inmates, end quote. Her words, not Donald Trump, not the media, her own words written out in the questionnaire. Additionally, in the debate, Donald Trump criticized Harris for picking her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He too supports transgender issues. Well, now that she's running for the White House, Ms. Harris said she has moderated her views while working beside President Biden, but has insisted time and time again, and she did this last night on the debate, my values have not changed. The Harris campaign on Tuesday distanced Harris from her positions in the questionnaire. This is what they had to say. This is her campaign's response. That questionnaire is not what she is proposing or running on for president this year, said Michael Tyler, Harris's communications director. If you want to talk about immigration or border security, she's been very clear about what she is, how she has governed, and intends to govern if she becomes president of the United States. Let's stop right there. Donald Trump said it last night. She has been the border czar under President Biden. Don't tell us what you're going to do when you become president. Tell us what you've actually done as the border czar for the last 3.5 years. She says she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she? It's basically what Donald Trump's closing statement was. One of the things that they're going to try to use is that Donald Trump basically killed the border bill. A package of bills that was going to provide bipartisan immigration overhauls and improving border security. Well, she claims, and she did in the debate last night, that Donald Trump called his Republican friends in Congress, in the U.S. Senate, and basically got them to kill it. Why? Because he wanted to run on it as a campaign issue. Now, Tyler, her communications director, says that if the bill gets passed in Washington and gets on her desk as president, she will sign it into law. Sorry, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the American people are going to be fooled about this makeover, this flip-flopping candidate. These issues, these positions, folks, she was running for president against Biden in 2019 for the 2020 Democratic primary election. She made these statements. I'm going to post it on my Twitter X account. You can read it for yourself. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Thank you. their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages coming into the show. I'm not buying it. Her values hasn't changed. She said it. Well, she not only said it, she wrote it in a questionnaire from the American Civil Liberties Union. See, one thing you have to understand, when you run for office, you get a ton of questionnaires sent to you. You take the time to fill out the questionnaires. You answer the questions. You write out your statements. Basically, those are your positions. Now, it's very interesting. This is very interesting. These are statements on her policies from the 2020 Democratic presidential primary election against Joe Biden. She says her values haven't changed, but her policies have, now that she's running against Donald Trump in 2024. Got to ask yourself a very simple question. Are you buying it? Do you think the American people are going to buy it? Well, they're going to buy it if they don't know what she said just 5 years ago when running against Biden. Well, the story's posted. It's there. Came from the Washington Times. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this is all about getting the information out there. If there is going to be a second debate, and Fox News was definitely pandering to the candidates last night. They want to host the next debate. Absolutely, without a doubt. Bret Baier absolutely wants to be the moderator. Here's the question. Will the Harris campaign agree to debate on Fox News? They will if they think they won last night. Many of the news reporting agencies this morning reporting she did. Donald Trump took the bait. Donald Trump was triggered. Donald Trump did not have a good night. Okay. Then if you're so confident that you won, agree to have the next debate on Fox News. Because I have noticed a paradigm shift in the mainstream news show, Special Report with Bret Baier. What's McCollum's first name? The blonde lady? I forget her. What is it? Martha. Martha McCollum? Is that her name? Well, they are chomping at the bit to host and moderate the next debate if there's going to be one. Very, very interesting. Because I believe they will ask the tough questions. They will dive into that first question of the debate last night that she never answered. Explain to the American people why you believe they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. And demand an answer. Do not accept the completely rehearsed, staged answer of giving a biography. We don't care about you growing up in a poor middle-class family. Even though basically her mother made enough money, evidently, perhaps with child support and working to afford a nanny. Kind of funny when she mentioned that. Her second mother was basically her nanny that raised her and her sister. The other part of this whole story, very interesting, is policy. And her decision to pick the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, to be her running mate. I got a meme from somebody this morning, said that Tim Walz is going to drop out of the race for being vice president with Kamala Harris because he's been asked to go and serve and represent in a battleground state. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek attack over his military record. When he found out he was being deployed to Afghanistan, he retired out of the military before his unit was deployed. Kind of a funny meme. Appreciate you guys sending it to me. Also, the vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance against Walz, that's going to be an interesting debate. And that's going to be the future of the Republican Party. Donald Trump can only serve 4 more years. He's done. J.D. Vance will be the favored candidate running for president in 2028. You need to watch his debate performance against Tim Walz to see the future of the Republican Party. You may not even be voting for Donald Trump. You may be voting for J.D. Vance. Could play a huge role in swing states. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. That's why he's been coming to our state so much. And will continue to do so through the election. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go to Lansing. They're back in session. What are they up to? We'll talk about it in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.